African Union Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra is on a mission to try to persuade the UN Security Council to urgently dispatch a peacekeeping mission to Somalia. The world body withdrew a previous mission in 1995, and Security Council ambassadors have since declined several requests to return, saying there is no peace to keep in the lawless Horn of Africa nation. As Lamamra left for New York, AU Commission Chairman John Ping urged the world body not to fail the people of Somalia again. He issued a statement calling for the international community to muster the necessary political will to address the conflict that has been tearing Somalia apart for two decades. The urgent appeal was prompted by Ethiopia's decision to pull out its troops, which have propped up Somalia's UN-backed transitional government for the past 24 months. The Ethiopians drove out the Islamic Courts Union from the Somali capital Mogadishu when they first arrived, but they've since become bogged down in an increasingly violent war with the Islamists, creating a humanitarian catastrophe. AU spokesman El Gassim Wan says Lamamra will ask the Security Council to take over and strengthen the badly undermanned AU peacekeeping mission known as AMISOM.
We hope to impress upon all concerned how serious the situation is, and to once again reiterate the appeal made by the AU to the UN Security Council to act swiftly and to authorize the deployment of a UN operation. He also updated them on the needs of the AU, the needs of AMISOM, so that we could see how to mobilize further support for the mission.
The leaders of Somalia's transitional government are coming under intense pressure to put aside factional feuding and approve a power-sharing deal signed in October with the moderate opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia. In a hopeful sign, ARS leader Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed returned to Mogadishu Wednesday, 2 years after being forced out by the transitional government. News agencies say members of the government were on hand to greet him. Former Somali ambassador to Ethiopia, Abdi Karim Farah, says members of the transitional parliament, many of whom have been living in Nairobi for months, are returning to the provisional capital by Doha for a crucial session on Saturday.
They are in Baidoa, over 170 parliamentarians in Baidoa, which are enough to have decisions. Also, the remaining parliamentarians who are in Nairobi, they are on their way tomorrow morning to Baidoa, so it will be over 200 parliamentarians will be in Baidoa by Saturday. There is a full session of parliament for the first time in 4 months. We didn't have no cabinet for the last 4 months due to the disagreement between the prime minister and the president. And I hope the parliament will take their responsibilities to put aside all these differences.
Farah says the hoped for formation of a unity government, including Sheikh Sharif's opposition faction, could provide the stability needed to persuade the United Nations to commit peacekeeping troops to replace the departing Ethiopians. Farah says if the Security Council fails to act now, it will have to act a year or two from now when the situation is even worse. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Ethiopian troops are pouring into Somalia in what appears to be a final military offensive before their withdrawal. The AP quoted a Somali military spokesman as saying the Ethiopians are helping to rid the country of the militant Islamist Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab has steadily been gaining control over large parts of Somalia in recent weeks. In apparent anticipation of a complete takeover when Ethiopia withdraws, the Shabaab was reported to have declared an Islamic State in a southern region of the country this week. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.